answers many, many kashas. Which answers many, many kashas as to why we go through so many sinus and difficulties in our lives. So we saw the Bris Ben HaBesorim, where Avram Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'mei Eida, Hashem just told him, look, your ancestors are going to inherit the land, and Avram says, how do I know? So the Maharal said, Avram Avinu wasn't being a lack of imunah, he was Rosh Ma'aminim, he wasn't in Chutzpedik. His question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, how do I know they'll earn the inheritance? How do I know that they'll make a kinyan atzmi? It's not enough to just get it by inheritance. I want them to work for it and earn it, because otherwise it's back to the problem you had when you created the world. It's bread of shame. We're supposed to earn what we have. We don't want to get it for free. And then Hashem said to him, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, we'll see what Hashem told Avram. That's what we got up to yesterday, I believe. Marshal Ahmad Avadayman. You have a big rich guy, and he realizes that it's time to start handing over to the next generation. He knows his son's very young and immature. And he has no experience whatsoever in the business world. You know, you've seen it happen. Father works hard, makes a living, builds a business, and then he gives it to the kid, and the kid destroys it within about a week or two. It's wonderful waking up one morning with all that money and power and everything and not knowing what to do with it. So he was worried the kid's not going to know what to do with it. So what does he do? He gives him a certain amount of money, and he tells him, you go and you play with this, you experiment. Go invest in businesses, go play the markets. Yasabos, call Hashkiyoy Sabshiriyot. Do whatever you want. Go make all your mistakes with this money. You'll learn from experience. Best way to get your kids to learn is that they make mistakes. Ha'av yachzo al talich ze mispar famim at shaben yilmat al oirei val besore is darche amischa. And the father does this time and time again until the kid Mamish learns from his own personal experience everything he needs to know about how to run a business. All the tests and all the losses and all the mistakes he made teaches him how to make a business profitable. That makes sense? Logical. The only problem is we never have enough money to give the kid to go and make too many mistakes. He makes one mistake and it's game over. You know, it's a sad level. Today we have Monopoly. You can play Monopoly and learn your mistakes that way. Avram Avinu Hisig is Kinyan Aymunu Ba'ashem. Michael Kopp, you know Michael Kopp? Of their lips, father-in-law. So it comes on the one day, the kids are playing Monopoly. Very nice. Comes on the next day, they're playing the same game. After 3 days, he says, kids, you don't understand how this game works. If you don't carry on for 3 days, what happens is you play, somebody loses money, he's out until the next goes out, until there's a winner. You can't be saying the same game 3 days later. He says, no, but that's not how it works. If somebody runs out of money, we all get together, we give a gemach, and we keep playing. It wasn't his kids, it was Michael Korb's kids. So Ted told the story about Michael Korb's kids. So it's a well-known story in Johannesburg. Giving a gemach, and we keep going. And no one goes bankrupt in this place. Giving a gemach. So Monopoly doesn't always work. You teach him how to get gemach. That's also something you need to teach your kids in the world today. Avram Avinu Hisig is Kinyan Emunah B'Hashem. How did Avram Avinu acquire Emunah in Hashem? Yerusha? Who did he get from Terach? Nimrod? Noach? It was a Kinyan Atzmoy. It was a Yeshmi Ayin. Who Hisig Gam is Kinyan Eretz Yisrael? Hulchin Shel Melech Ubeis Moishav HaMelech. He also acquired Eretz Yisrael with Yisurim. So he said to himself, one second. Zechiti b'kol eili b'schut zoit shehischalti mi'atchala mamash. I acquired this because I mamash started from nothing. B'lo rav u'mayra derech. Without a rabbi, without a mayra derech, without a mentor, without a mesoira, I discovered and worked this out myself. Ulam u'shoil keitzad bonai shekva yirshu v'kiblu esayimuna mimeni. So my descendants, Yitzchak, Yaakov, where did they get their munah and Torah from? Me, I gave it over to them. I gave it to them on a silver platter. So where are they going to be yiskel akach b'schus atzman? Where's space for them to acquire their own skriot? I'm giving it to them. Abba, how do we know there's a Shem? Because I'll show you. Yeah, yes, first principles. Abba, sit down. Go through the Pirkei Avos Sarot, okay? There's 108 prokim. When you finish, get back to me. If you've got any questions. They had everything laid out for them. Yitzhak grew up in Amram's home. He saw Avram was. He knew the whole story. He knew about Terach and he knew about Nimrod and he got it. And the later generations, we have it on a platter. So where's room for us to make our own, for them to make their own kinyan? Hashem said to him, don't worry. You asked, I'll fulfill your request. Your children are going to go through one golus after another golus. There's going to be a rida in ruchnias until they're going to be left nothing. And from there they'll start from scratch like you started from scratch. Probably the most important thing you've ever learned, this paragraph we just read here. You'll see the ramifications as we go through. In the same way that Avram Avinu toiled to achieve the unique level that he achieved, Avram Avinu wanted his children to get to the same levels that he got to. I'm not talking about in terms of high or low. I'm talking about the same potential that they have to utilize that potential from their own yichus, not because his Zayde was the Chofetz Chaim and his grandfather was the Gera Rebbe. Because he did it himself. Kloima lo b'schus avos ela b'schus atzmo. We have schus avos. No one's going to take that away from us. But that's not what Avram Avinu wants. Avram Avinu wants us to build our own muscles. He doesn't want us riding on the back. Now, we do ride on the back. This is not a steer to anything else we've learned. We haven't changed Shmona Esra yet. We don't say Elokei Atzmi. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei... We're not. Aval, you have to find your own unique Nisayin and Omol where you can build your own relationship with Hashem. Onelah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aman is Mubakoshko. I'll fulfill your request. I'm going to fulfill your request. You just missed the most important. He's going to miss it again. Okay. You just missed the most important thing you ever need to learn.
Sorry, my wife.
No. So I just want you to get it because you got the safest on Kuf Zayin. You have to read the whole paragraph. We're going to deal with. You never took your Ritalin this morning.
Try to get it prescribed and he won't give it to me. If you know a good neurologist,
what do you need a neurologist for? Just go to your local.
He won't give it to me.
Your local GP?
He tricked me. He said, you get 6 hours of sleep a night. I said, of course not. He said, I can't prescribe Ritalin for you because it'll help you no matter what. I said, so what?
Come to the Negev, the doctors don't even ask questions. They see a chad, and they go, Ritalin, hammer. So you even ask questions to them.
Is this a serious conversation?
Yes.
No, not at all.
I'm not knowing what's going on.
No, he was playing musical chairs. I was trying to have a conversation with him, and I couldn't nail him down. I just wanted to know what's with the kitsy car today, man. They say if the Rebbe takes Ritalin, solves most of the kids' problems as well. I don't know if that's true or not. I hate that joke, but it could be that it's relevant. All right. On Kuf Zayin, Baruch. We're busy dealing with the interchange that took place between the Kodesh Baruch and the Bris Bein HaBesorim and Avram Avinu's request that Klal Yisrael would go through the Nisoinus that he went through and the Kodesh Baruch's response. We've got to the nice part, the juicy part, where Hashem says, I'm going to fulfill your request, but there's a price you're going to pay. כדי לאפשר לבניכם להגיע למדרגה זו, יעלם לאבק מאבקים כפירים. In order for your kids, your grandchildren, to get to the level you want them to get to, they're going to fight difficult fights, battles. הם ילחמו כדי לשרוד בגוף וכדי לשרוד ברוח. They're going to have physical battles and spiritual battles. Kedugmascho, Avram Aviv, the same way as you, Avram. Hem Yilchamu Keneged Koloilim Kula, they're going to fight against the whole world. Kiyezarecha, Va'ovdum Va'ono Yisab. Your children are going to be strangers in a strange land and they're going to torture them. Ulam La'achem Mekain Ham Yotzu Berechush Godel V'yegel Eretz Yisrael. After that, they're going to acquire a Rechush Godel and they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Begolis Mitzrayim Lo Toma Mesechtes Hatla'ot Shelehem. Sharei Gam Mesechtes Haimunah Lo Hushlamo. Yaleim La'avo Shibut Shel Dalet Malchus. Mitzrayim wasn't enough. If you would have thought, Tov, show me what they're going to go through. So you show them Mitzrayim. Wow, that's okay, that's sure. You really have to be that heavy with them? No, that's what they're going to go through, Hashem says. Okay, fine. So they come out of Mitzrayim. Great, that's it, Mashiach. No. Stick around. A lot of tricks in my bag, Hashem says. Yeah, we got Babel, Mada, Yavon, Rome, Yishmael. We got an Auschwitz, Inquisitors. We got Kakata. I got a whole bunch of stuff for them. The Crusaders, the pogroms. Hashem says, I got a whole bunch of stuff your kids are going to go through. They're going to go through Dalet Malchus in order to get to the spiritual dog of Avram Avinu. I'm telling you what I heard from Avigdor Miller Zatzal. You have to do with this what you want. It needs to be understood. He said that this was lechatchila. Golus wasn't because we were naughty, so therefore we had to go into Golus. The world was created in such a way that we needed to go into Golus. Hashem pinned it on this avail, that avail. I'm just telling you what he said. It was a hafla to others. Golus was a lechatchila. I once asked him, if you think about what he's saying, and maybe we should finish what he's saying, then I'll ask the question. Now let's finish it and ask the question. If you're tracking what we're saying here now, when I heard this the first time, I remember I asked Rav Tauber a question which shocked me at the time I asked the question. He said to me, you're right, but you're not allowed to talk about it publicly. Today, it's 30 years later, nearly 25 years later, you can talk about it publicly. I'll tell you what I mean. At that time, the kids at risk, the off the derech problem, was just at its height. It was the beginning of the recognition, understanding that we have a problem, what are we going to do about it? And this sugya came up. The Golus Mitzrayim lo toma mesechtes hat loit shalehem. Sharei gam mesechtes haimunah lo yishlomo. The imunah that Klal Yisrael needed, it wasn't mashlim in Mitzrayim. Yaleim la'avo et shibut shel dalet malchus. Dalet malchus. You've got to go through this whole long 2,000 years of Golus. More. It's called Zeis Hora Kolish Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu v'Shalom v'Bris Bein HaBesorim. A Kolish Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu an entire video of our lives. From Yeret Shivim Nefesh LeMitzrayim ad HaYom HaZeh. So the final geula. Ukefisha kosu rasha kodesh al aposuk v'hine eime cheshka gedoyla. Avram Avinu went into a dark terror. Remez le tzoros v'cheshach shel golios. That's talking about, Rashi says, the tzoros and the darkness of the golos. V'kein kosu rashi al aposuk v'gam es agoy v'gam le rabois abam alchios. Gam is coming to include the four golios. She'af haim keilim al she'shibodu es Yisrael. L'chayri yesh lahavim. So now we have to understand. Madu ha'kodesh baruch hu ma'ala avram v'inu av ha'sholom yeshivu dalet malchus v'arei b'koshos shel avram v'inu ha'yisa v'arei ha'yis kibodem l'gei l'eretz Yisrael v'arei ha'yisa v'skutz atzmam. What's ha'kodesh baruch hu showing avram v'inu and talking about dalet golios for? Avram v'inu's request had to do with Mitzrayim. I want my children to earn the land. So they're going, what was the tochnit? They're going into Mitzrayim, there they'll suffer, they'll have terrible sufferings, whatever. They'll come out, they'll get the Torah, they'll get it to Yisrael, that'll be Mashiach. So what's Hashem discussing? Dalet Golios with Avram Avinu. Who asked you? We're not discussing it now, we're discussing Mitzrayim. Maduim came Miskeres Shagolos. Why doesn't Hashem mention all other Golios?
Mitzrayim, we have to go, but what is the depending of our Mitzvot, it's how is the Galut, if it's hard or if it's...
That was Mitzrayim. Yeah. What about Dalet Golios? Who said...
We can go
but through. Who said it? But Avram Avinu wasn't talking about it. Why did Hashem change the subject?
It's not much from the pasuk.
Not from the pasuk, but Mitzrayim.
Yeah, exactly. It's not
that's what I'm saying. So why does Hashem, Rashi, why according to Rashi, according to Kashon Rashi, why does Hashem suddenly start talking about Dalet Golios or whatever? We're talking about Mitzrayim here. We asked you to discuss Auschwitz. אז נראה להזבי שבקשוסה של אברהם אבינו ושלום האיס שבונב יזכה להגיע על ידי עבודויסם העצמיס למדרגוסי. Avraham Avinu's request to Kodesh Baruch Hu that his children will get to the level through their own work. In order to complete this avoider, it seems that it wasn't enough Mitzrayim. That to get to the Dagger, they're going to have to go through and withstand the Dalet Golios. In the same way Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisoinus, in the same way Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisoinus, Gambon of Israel Yavru is Kur HaTahituch Ritzuf HaNisoinus. Klal Yisrael are also going to go through the cauldron of purification with many, many Nisoinus. There's a wonderful sefer somebody brought out called Esen Nisoinus. It relates the 10 Nisoinus we're reading to today. Kinuch Habonim, Shalom Bayis, Panosah, interesting. Each person in his life goes through the 10 Nisoinus. If you track them, you'll see we all go through the 10 Nisoinus. Well, you're right. That's a good question. It might be that's a kvetch, not a question. But no, I heard the question in there. The question is it seems there's a lot in the 10. But if you have a look, you'll see you can put all of your nisoinus into one of those 10 categories. In fact, most times today you can put them into three. Four.
First level, second level,
third level. What do most people spend their days davening? I'm saying, if you look at your problems. Panasa, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch Habonim, and health. Today you can put most of them, Bor Shur, Muhammad Al-Adba.
Usually you don't have so many kids, you have a lot of wealth and a lot of health.
No, I know plenty of rich people that don't have children, I know plenty of people that are very happy with whatever.
I just spend all my money on my kids and I get really...
Good, not your money. It's Hashem's money. If you never kids, you wouldn't have the money. A mother who doesn't have a baby doesn't have mother's milk. The more she feeds, the more she gets. So the more you spend, the more you get. They're not your responsibility. You feel better? Okay, good. Lovely fix-it mood. Not very empathetic. Shalom Bayis, Chinuch Habonim, health, and panasa. I put them into four. I don't have any. You tell me what test you have. He asked me on only 10. I said, there's 10 categories, and you'll be able to fit every nisoyin you have into those 10 categories. I said, today you can fit them even into 4 categories.
What another category could be that would be outside of...
Lech lecho. Go through the 10 nisoyinus and see how your life fits into those 10 nisoyinus.
Maybe people feeling not like, important.
I don't know. You have to see what Avraham Avinu went through. The famine, so what I'm saying. But if you look today, most people's problems... Oh, Lech Lecho, that's pretty unsettling. Yeah. They worked as he was an ambassador for African Republic or something. No, you're right. I have a friend who lives in Gaula. I have a friend in Gaula when he made Aliyah. You have to know the chesed it is that you move to Eretz Yisrael, you move into your house and you live there for the rest of your life. I have a friend who lives in Gaula today, finally settled, hopefully, whatever, who moved 13 times. You know, just to your kids, you know, just to your life, you know, just to your panasa, until you find your dalit amis in Eretz Yisrael, not possible. No, but the point I make is, anybody disagrees, the majority of the problems we have fall into those four categories. So you tell me only 10. Today it's not even 10, it's 4 mainly. But anyway, have a look, go through the 10 Yisraelis and you'll see. Or Kastim. Where do we have Or Kastim? When was the last time someone came to you and said, if you don't bow down to my idol, I'm going to throw you into the flames of Kust, I'm going to put you in a furnace. When do we have that Nisoyin? When you have to do the right thing and you're going to get embarrassed. That could be a Nisoyin of Or Kastim, no? Embarrassment is like being thrown into a burning fire. Mutav, it's better for a person to jump into a fire than embarrass another human being. So I'm saying with these nisoinus we have all the time. You ever given your life for Shabbos? I know people that gave their lives to keep Shabbos in the camps and whatever, but today, 2018, heading into 2019 in Ramat Beit Shemesh, anybody ever felt they gave their lives to keep Shabbos? No. Oh, so I'll tell you what it could mean. Everybody's got to find his own nisoyin. I'll give you a nisoyin. You're having very important visitors Friday night. Yeah? You come home from shul, or just before you go to shul, after you brought in Shabbos and it's shkia already, whatever, and you open the fridge and the light's on. You didn't take off the glove. Today you have to whatever, you have to get a computer programmer to get your fridge Shabbos stick, but whatever. you didn't take out the bulb, you got an old fridge. You forgot to take out the bulb, Erev Shabbos. So now what can you do? You can't close the fridge. They're not coming Friday night, they're coming for Shabbos lunch, and it's summer. Let's make this a juicy story. This happened to me once. So you can't close the fridge. So the food's sitting in the fridge and it's 3 degrees out there and the food's going to go bad. You got these very chosh of a... They're not even important to you, they're important to your wife. Right? And there's no one home. There's no one home. And no one's going to know if you just give a little flick with the door. How will you open it tomorrow? Well, she doesn't know when she opens it tomorrow that the light's on, whatever. So it's whatever. It's honest, maybe. It's not even a show gig. It's an honest. So you're not all about clearing, whatever. And while no one's looking, you close the fridge because the embarrassment of having visitors and spoiled food or whatever. So you close the fridge. That's not only a sign of giving up your life for Shabbos. You're going to be deadly embarrassed tomorrow. Your wife's going to, especially because it's your job to take out the bulb. It's her job to take out the bulb, but you stick a thing in there to make sure the door doesn't close. But it's your job to take out the bulb, and you didn't. And your wife's parents are coming over. It's okay, you know, think of the worst case scenario. These things happen all the time. You forgot to set the air conditioner or whatever. So you just gave up your life for Shabbos. Kipshuto. I'm just saying, but we don't recognize them. We don't recognize how we're being tested. These are big nisayonos. Big nisayonos. There are many like that. Many like that. All the time. Okay, back to our subject. I'm just saying, we're the 10 tests where you see them coming up. They're happening all the time. As cold zeis hora kolish boch rama vinu be brisbane be sorim es amalchios hagolios hashibu batzoros hanoyos. Whenever you're going through an isoin, you must know that your father Avram Avinu knew about it and he agreed that you could go through this. So Hashem came to you and he shows you the video and he shows you your kid Rachman Atzlan going through Auschwitz. You agreed to this? Avram Avinu said, I agreed to everything. And a maskim lakol. That was the brisbane be sorim. Every tzoros that any yid, every klal yisrael was going to go through, miatchala atzof, Avraham Avinu said, ani maskim. Avraham Avinu shalom roi sakol, his skim v'nocha daita mikach, and he was completely trained, completely chilled because of it. He was completely, what's nocha daita, he was satisfied, he was happy, everything's fine now. Sorry, tranquil. Yeah. Satisfied, tranquil. Kol ha'yusurim sheba'olam hayu kedayim kedai shebonav yoichli lagia lemadregas haruchnias shealeya zoka hu lagia. All the suffering in the world, that's a massive statement, is worth it in order for his children to get to the spiritual level that he was able to get through to what he went through. Madregas zuhi madregas ha'imuna anitzchis b'Hashem Yisburach. That's the imuna that we have in the eternity and the infinite of Hashem. All complaints to shall have it. What do you mean?
Huh? I don't understand that. So he says, I'm going to bash your kids, right? First of all, I don't understand why Eretz Yisrael is that important in this context. I mean, Avraham Avinu never lived in Brooklyn, so maybe he didn't know. There are other places. But, you know, okay, that's one thing. If it's just that, I could get it. Stone! Avraham Avinu doesn't have a problem speaking up to Hashem and negotiating over stone. So what, he can speak up there, negotiate him down to 10 guys?
He asked for this. Why would he speak it down? He begged for this.
But he's not like, oh, Hashem, you know, that sounds a little rough. How about
My skin. What's your question? What do you mean? It is a yontif. Tishbav is a yontif. We don't say tachan enough tishbav. It's mamash a yontif. It's a moyer. It's called a moyer. It's a yontif.
I really enjoy myself.
That's the real proof of why we had a special day. We set aside for us to be sad about it. Fine, we'll be sad on our own time.
have seen a kid running across the road and a bus nearly hits him. Everybody comes and says, kid, are you okay? And a little sucker gives him a lollipop and everyone's brushing him and taking care of whatever. Yeah, and one guy walks up and gives him a clap. Who's that?
It's fun. Yeah.
That's why Tisha B'Av is in the month of Av. On Tisha B'Av, you get a clap from your father. We got a big patch. We got a real serious clap. Yeah? And we celebrate the fact that we got a clap from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And on Tisha B'Av, you can see a Kodesh Baruch Hu clearer than any other day of the year. Because the rest of the year, everyone can give you prizes. Anybody can give you nice mamtakim and nice yontos. But only your father can give you a patch. Tisha B'Av, you see Hashem clearer than any other day of the year. If you know what you do. That's what Tisha B'Av is. And that's when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av will be a yom. We're stepping back and recognizing on Tisha B'Av that what we do has consequences, real consequences. And therefore the only way out of our mess is to do tshuva. Is to come to that hashlama in Imuna that Avraham Avinu wants us to come to. But going through the nisoinus and being matzliach, and we're not matzliach, recognizing the mistakes we made and trying to correct them. That's the avoidance of it. It's not just sitting there like a victim feeling, well, you know, oof. It's recognizing the enormity of the consequences of our behavior. That's why you can't have Rosh Hashanah without Tisha B'Av. You can't start Idul without Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you recognize, a second, we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I can do that. I better wake up and do tshuva. I better wake up fast. It's a shock. Tisha B'Av shocks you into recognizing, you know, I've been cruising through the year and everything's fine and you mess up here and you mess up there and I call Zorim, I call Beseder. Yeah, do a bit of tshuva on the side, whatever, you know. If you doesn't govern the Saksar, it's very nice. We just clap our chay twice a day. You know, Beseder. Suddenly Tisha B'Av, it's, look where we got to, look where we hold it. Mother's eating their own baby, like what's going on here? Like, well, what happened? There's consequences. Oh, better start doing tshuva. Oh, Baruch Hashem, summer vacation.
Why
did you
just
say
that?
Huh? I don't know what it is, I don't know.
What's that?
Because he said that to Ryan Pat and have Ben as well.
Because if you didn't have Ben as money, you wouldn't have an Elul, that's why. Mother sort, we're weak. You need a break, it's not, you can't. But I'm just saying, the Tisha B'Av is not a. It's a day for deep cheshbon and deep realization that we're dealing with that. So, the Yesod here we've learned here is that it's critically important and the world is designed in such a way that a person has to discover himself, has to build himself and find out who he is and go through the nesoinus that are specifically designed for him and no one else. The way you relate to Hashem or to anybody else is not going to be the way anyone else does. We have to work on discovering ourselves and we have to allow our kids to do the same thing. Maybe switch this off because he told me I shouldn't say publicly, so I'm not going to go against his words, but I'm happy to say publicly.